This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, we did see upside today. After seeing last week with up and down trade and mostly negative closes on Friday, today we saw just nothing but upside take place with triple-digit gains in our cattle complex. Boxed beef at midday, 64 cents higher on choice, down 11 on select. Had a movement of 55 loads out there. Now, we also saw today that we're going to be looking at the cattle and feed report Friday. Some of the trade estimates don't really show any big surprises at the moment. We'll have better numbers later down the road here. On the close today, October cattle, $2.85 higher, December up $2.97, November feeders up $2.67, January feeders up $2.95, and December lean hogs close $1.42 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, Leslie, we saw a market that spent most of the day trading negative, but we saw wheat and corn come off their lows. Well, even to some extent, soybeans came off their lows to give us a mixed close today. News-wise, they're going to be waiting this afternoon to see how the crop progress is coming along, expecting wheat to be about 78% planted, corn harvest around 34% done, and soybeans around 55% done. Export inspections today were kind of a little bit disappointing for wheat and corn, extremely good for soybeans. Other than that, we saw a day of probably looking at the fact that we've got more good harvest weather ahead of us to put some pressure on the markets. December KC wheat closed 0.75 cents lower. March KC down 0.25 cents. December Chicago down 2.5. December corn up 0.25 cents. March corn up 0.5 cents. November beans and January each down 7.5. And December cotton 71 points lower.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.